Adam Schefter on with McAfee earlier today. 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Peters, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I'll ask the question now, 24 hours removed from the Steelers getting to 3-0, about Russell Wilson's future, and if you as a fan have any more interest in exploring what Adam Schefter just pointed out there. We know that Adam Schefter speaks in code sometimes, and he floats things out there as opinion, when in reality he has someone telling him that it's going on, but he does not have the clearance or the license to go ahead and just report it, so he has to present it more as his own idea. Remember the one guy, Brian Windhorst, did that thing on ESPN about a trade and then put his fingers up in the air?
Correct. Yes, I remember this.
So there might be some of that going on here, but he is mentioning Miami, who lost now their backup quarterback to an injury yesterday.
Yep. Skylar Thompson, goodbye.
Calling the Steelers about Russell Wilson. And when this came up last week, I said, no, I don't want to do it. You need depth at the quarterback spot. I am feeling better about Justin Fields. I want the Super Bowl champion insurance policy and the veteran minimum insurance policy that is Russell Wilson backing him up. But my faith in Fields has grown enough that I also think it might be beneficial to jettison Russell Wilson just to let him know even more strongly that it's his team and it's his job. And so I'm not going to give Russell Wilson away, but now I am more intrigued and more interested in finding out what Miami would actually offer back for him in a deal.
Couple things. To what degree do you think part of the reason that Fields has been the nice blend of judicious but also aggressive, mainly the judicious part, is because he knows that Russell Wilson could eventually be back, and if he gets willy-nilly with the ball, they could sit him on the bench. If it's Kyle Allen behind him, does he feel like he can take more risks because, screw it, what the hell do you really intend to do with that guy?
Do you think
that's a possibility?
Yeah,
do you think it's possible that Wilson being there is actually good for him
sure,
right now?
Sure, but I also... he hasn't had like a lot of personal adversity yet. You know, like... it's hard for me to answer that question because if there's a game where he doesn't get off to a good start and it snowballs on him a little bit, will Russell Wilson being around make it worse because now he feels like he's got to press or make up for the mistake? Because if he doesn't, then there's a better chance he gets replaced. If Russell Wilson isn't around and he's having a bad game, that thought never even enters his mind, so he's freed up and he's more comfortable, and he's more secure. So I think what I'm saying is there's arguments on both sides of this.
All right, next question. What would you want from the Dolphins?
What happened, Mulsey?
I don't know. Frog in my throat. Let's try that again. What would the Dolphins have to come to you with as far as compensation to make you go, ding, thank you, trade completed?
I would take the second round pick that you guys said you would take last week. Now
that's what's very hard for me.
One week
to glean.
Later, I'm like, yeah, if someone wants to trade me a pick, that especially the way Miami's going right now is looking like it might be
second.
In the 40s.
Yeah,
I am now willing to sacrifice my quarterback depth because I also think there's a chance it makes this team better because it brings out more in Fields.
Okay.
Now, third round pick, I'd still probably ultimately say no to it.
Yeah,
but I bring this up because, I mean, the whole world is saying that it's Justin Fields now. He's the quarterback, and it's going to take him screwing up for Russell Wilson to go back in. It's no longer doctor's thumbs up, go in there, Russell Wilson, play some good football. It's now going to take something bad happening with Justin Fields, and Miami knows that, mm-hmm. and Russell Wilson knows that. So I think you'd have two willing parties in a trade. You'd have Russell Wilson, who would be more open to it.
Takes two to tango, and they'd both have their dancing
and
shoes on.
And if you just, what were the other two names there from Schefter?
Dorian Thompson Robinson and Zach Wilson.
Russell Wilson's Tom Brady compared to those two guys. If that's really what's potentially out there, Russell Wilson is by far the most attractive
If I were Mike McDaniel, though, and I had like ultra belief in my own system and my ability to take a quarterback and mold him, I would take Zach Wilson of those three. Like, I thought that I could get like a high end, like there was a huge bust potential here, but also boom potential. I'd say, give me Zach Wilson. Let me teach him my offense as fast as possible. And then the arm talent there becomes frightening. But I would agree with you about Russ. Last point. You know how many games Justin Fields has missed over the last two seasons?
Last year and this year, I'm going to say
last year and the year before.
Okay, I'm
22 and 23.
I'm going to say he's missed.
I love watching him actually do the calculation, Donnie.
11? Like,
no, you're actually way undershooting. Last 2 years, six games. He played 15 games in 2022. He only played 13 last year. The first year of his career, he only played 12 and he started 10. My point is, though, missing six games over the last two seasons, I think, is a real durability issue. If your quarterback missed three games, if Mahomes was guaranteed to miss three games this year, that is significant for the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
And so, do I trust Justin Fields a lot more than I did 3 weeks ago? Absolutely. You'd be an idiot if you didn't. You'd be ignorant of what you saw yesterday and really the steady work he did in the first two games with the restrictor plate on. But I know Justin Fields plays a style that does expose him at times to getting hit. And I know while he is a big, strong dude, the guys hitting him are too. And his track record recently would suggest that if this season plays out like either of the last two, or really any season in his career, there's going to be a game or two that he doesn't play because he's dinged up.
So now are you saying that you want to keep Russell Wilson in bubble wrap and you're not even interested in what the other teams like Miami would offer for him?
I would be needing that same strong offer from Miami to actually materialize to start thinking about it. But the reason I would be more predisposed to trading him is I think Russ, if the opportunity arose and the Steelers said, no, we don't really want to do that, then I think Russ becomes a problem. Then I think the whole, like, Russell Wilson's got his PR machine behind the scenes.
And the Mike Florio stuff he talked about.
Yeah, and Russell Wilson is one guy in front of the cameras and potentially a very different guy in the locker room or behind closed doors with Tomlin. If you say, hey, Russ, we're keeping you on ice because we might need you. Might. You're not the starter anymore, but we might need you if our guy now gets hurt. You don't get to go play in Miami in that high-powered scheme. Then I think you have a very pissed-off Russell Wilson who has a no-trade clause he's ready to waive, wants to waive it, and you tell him no, then you're getting grousing, I think. Then you're getting a problem in there.
Donnie, what's your take on this whole situation? Schefter saying the Dolphins should be calling the Steelers about Russell Wilson right now.
My thoughts are pretty much the same as last week when we had this discussion. It would need to be a very strong offer, and I know that he's not worth that, or should the Dolphins be offering like a first or second round pick? That doesn't sound like reality, but that's what the Steelers should hold out for, I think, in this spot. I mean, because you have Russell Wilson for basically nothing, so the financials are a non-issue for starters. He is a good safety net to have if something does happen to Justin Fields, who I think should be taking over as the starter. But unless you're able to rake the other team, in this case the Dolphins, over the coals in a trade like this, I would hold off. I mean, I would hold strong to a pretty early pick.
Quick point of order on that, as far as raking them over the coals. Usually, how do deals work? Both of you know this. You come in with what you want. Say they're really seriously talking. You come in with what you want. They come back with what they're willing to part with. Then you find ground in the middle. For example, they say, we'd give you a fourth. You say, hell no, we want a second. Presumably, you say, we settle on a third. Everyone comes away reasonably happy. They don't have a third. They have a second. But they do not have a third-round pick, Miami, in next year's draft.
Is that because they traded? What did they do to...
I just know they don't have a third because fake John and Robinson loves this stuff and immediately texted me and said they don't have a third.
He's got his whole chart at home.
But this is what he lives for this.
But they'll end up with one because they lost Wilkins in free agency and they lost Hunt, who signed a $100 million deal with the Panthers. So they'll end up with one.
So the compensatory system would all but guarantee them one?
Yes. But they don't have that. But my point is
they don't have it
right now. Exactly.
They don't have it now and they would need it now.
But my point is that would make them... potentially be willing more, to trade the second round pick because they know they're getting
one. Yes, if they're getting a compensatory third, they would be then more willing to do
they're
the second.
They're all in on this year. They've made moves that have... The coach got a big contract extension. The wide receivers have all gotten paid. They gave Tua all that money. They've gone to the playoffs the last 2 years. The only way they'd flush this season down the toilet is if they really thought Tua was out and his career was over, and they would be better off getting a top pick in next year's
draft. Who do they think, how long would they be like plotting for to have this quarterback, if it was Russ, play for them? Like, if you have Russell Wilson come in and play, what, 6 games? Do you have enough ground left at the end of the season if Tua comes back healthy to make it up?
Russell Wilson for 2024
is,
would be like,
or is your guy?
He'd be their version of what we have in Fields. Like, Fields in part got to play extra games because Russ really wasn't healthy, but they could afford to take it slower because the team was winning and Justin Fields wasn't playing bad. If Russell Wilson got traded to Miami and played well and they were winning games, you're invested long-term with Tua. Why would you rush him back? There'd be more incentive to say, Tua, just...
You're still our guy.
Cool your
we
jets
paid
and
you
chill.
A ton of money already.
And Russ is doing this because he wants to get a big contract from somebody else next year. And he's better than Skylar Thompson and the jabroni who came in and played for them yesterday. Peter Boyle, or whatever the hell the guy's name is.
I think that guy was like an old actor, hard-boiled actor. Wasn't he like the dad on Everybody Loves Raymond? Peter Boyle? Or am I thinking of somebody else?
I don't know.